Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. So glad we're with you today. Today's topic is e-report.
And the title of our lesson is Pingdong Rescue Center for Endangered Wild Animals. Pingdong Rescue Center for Endangered Wild Animals. Wow, that is a long title. What are we talking about today?
Well, it's more about where we are going. We are going to a rescue center for animals.
Whoa, what is that?
Well, there are animals that need help. Some are in danger. So they are brought to this place to be safe and get help. That is a rescue center for animals.
That sounds like a great thing to be doing. I am glad that people help animals like this. There are many people in the world, and our animals are having a harder time living in nature.
Well, we will learn more about that today and these animals. Can you help us understand the word rescue first, though?
Okay, well, if someone is in danger, they need to be rescued. So these animals are in difficult situations, and they are rescued. Well, let's learn the key words for today, and then we'll get started.
Hello, 今天要介绍的是屏东保育类野生动物收容中心。那边收养了很多被弃养的保育类野生动物。野生动物就是 wild animal， 形容词 wild 就是野生的。有些人从国外走私偷运野生动物进台湾，然后卖给人做宠物。动词 smuggle 就是偷运或走私。People smuggled wild animals into Taiwan。有些饲主弃养这些宠物，那收容中心除了收留这些动物，也担任教育的角色，教导民众尊重动物。People should respect animals。动词 respect 就是尊重，也要尊重大自然。People should respect animals and nature。名词 nature 就是自然界或者大自然。你可以到收容所去参观哦，在那边可以看到很多不同的动物，比如说被海关没收来自不同国家的乌龟 turtle， they have turtles there。他们甚至还收留了熊 bear。You could even see a bear there.
Hi guys, it is so good to be back for e-report. My name is Gabe and I am in Pingdong where it is hot.All year round. I'm at the Pingdong University of Science Technology, and behind me is the Pingdong Rescue Center for Endangered Wild Animals. That's right. We have some very special friends to meet. Right over here is Amber.
Hello.
She is going to take us inside the Rescue Center. Come on, let's go.
The Pingdong Rescue Center for Endangered Wild Animals is home to several hundred animals. Visitors here can see all sorts of animals, such as orangutans, turtles, birds, bears,But the Pingdong Rescue Center is not just an ordinary zoo, and the animals here are not just ordinary animals. They all have interesting stories of how they came to live at the rescue center. Many years ago, some people began capturing orangutans and other wild animals from jungles in Southeast Asia.They smuggled them into Taiwan and sold them as pets. Some people thought these animals were cute, so they took them home. but soon the animals got big and became dangerous, so the owners wanted to get rid of them. The poor animals had no place to go. To solve this serious problem, the Pingdong Rescue Center for Endangered Wild Animals opened in 1992.
Wow, this is very interesting. A rescue center for endangered wild animals. Let's talk about this.
We know that a rescue center is the place that animals can go to be safe. But I think the word endangered is important to understand too.
We use this when we talk about animals. This means that kind of animal is in danger. In danger of what? It is in danger from disappearing from the world forever.
Yeah, the number of that kind of animal is getting less and less. And the home where this animal lives in nature is getting worse and worse, or there's little less and less of it too. And if that continues to happen, they could be gone forever.
Well, some people have animals that they just should not own as pets. These animals should be in nature.
People buy these kind of animals? What are they thinking? That's terrible. You should not buy animals like these, especially if they are endangered.
We learn that people smuggled these wild animals, such as orangutans, into Taiwan and sold them as pets. But when the animals got too big, the owners couldn't care for them.
Well, this is why the Pingdong Rescue Center opened in 1992, to help with this problem.
So their owners can't care for them anymore. They want to get rid of them. Let's talk to Christina more about this.
有些人看到这些保育类的动物，觉得它们很可爱，就买回家做宠物。没想到动物越长越大，也越来越危险。所以饲主就决定要弃养它们。The owners wanted to get rid of them. 片语 get rid of 就是摆脱、脱手的意思。比如说，我的房间堆了好多东西，很多都是没用的，就可以说 I want to get rid of all the junk. 我想把所有的废物都清掉。或者家里有一张椅子坏了，你可以说 Let's get rid of that chair. 这些都是 get rid of 的用法。
Guys, I want to introduce you to a new friend, Su Zuren. Su Zuren, it is great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And you've been working here for some time. Can you tell me how it feels to work here?
它的乐趣应该来自于可以跟很看到很多不同动物，但是也必须要去想到这些动物为什么来到这里。那我们有责任让他们在这个圈养环境里面去是有一个好的生活品质，然后也这样子的环境也提供我们去让全台湾的民众知道说野生动物保育的重要性。
So there are many different reasons why animals come here.
工作其实是在野外去观察动物。那一样的这样子一个观察动物，其实在我们的收容中心也是很重要，因为这些动物它们没办法用语言告诉我们它们在这里的一个生活是什么样子。那我们必须要用行为观察方式去了解它们。那同时日常有很多的动物的照养，其实是有很多的同仁在这边去让动物它们可以每天在这里的生活其实是受到照顾的。
Well, I'm so glad that you're here and that there are a lot of other people here. It seems like the animals are very lucky to have people here to help them and take care of them. Would you mind showing us around?
Sure.
In the beginning, the center took in the animals and tried to take care of them and keep them healthy and safe. But after a few years, they realized that the problem was not getting any better. So they decided to educate the public about the dangers of keeping wild animals as pets. They also told people the impact of the illegal trading of these animals. The center hopes that through education, people can learn to respect animals and nature. And they will not try to capture, sell, or buy these wild animals anymore.
People should not be capturing these kinds of animals. What are they doing? And they think they can have them as pets? We need to learn about this.
This rescue center hopes that people stop capturing animals like this. I am sad that the problem did not get better over time.
Yes, but when we learn more about why, then that will start to help. Then we can act.
So we meet a special gibbon that came to the rescue center. This is a kind of monkey.
Right, a couple brought the gibbon here. They couldn't take care of her anymore. We hear Gabe talk about adjusting.
When you go somewhere new, it takes a while to adjust to that new place. When I lived in Asia, it took a while to adjust.
So it was sad that this gibbon, Ahu Alu, had a hard time. She was crying and wouldn't eat until they gave her a pet. She got her own duck to take care of. Then she felt okay.
So this is a good place for animals that need help. Gabe says this is a touching story, and it really is. We'll continue right after this short break. Don't go away. I loved hearing about the story about the gibbon Alu.
I did too. It's so sweet. I am amazed that this place has so many animals. I'm really excited to watch more. Let's do that right now.
All right, we're about to meet a special animal. It's called a gibbon, but this gibbon has a name. What is her name?
Alu.
Alu.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little bit about Alu?
Sure. Alu is a female gibbon, mm-hmm. and she was like a grandmother's age already. And then a couple, an old couple, bring Alu here, mm-hmm. but then because they cannot afford to raise her anymore.
Yeah.
So they bring Alu here, and then they left.
How did Alu adjust to being here?
She basically couldn't adjust it. She was very sad.
Uh-huh.
She cried, and then she didn't even want to eat and drink water. We tried many, many things. Like, the keepers gave her toys or gave her company like another gibbon,
mm-hmm.
but Alu didn't like them at all.
Really?
Yeah. At the end, a very smart keeper thought, maybe we can give her like a pet.
A pet?
So we gave
like
her...
Like a cat or a dog?
A duck.
A duck.
Yeah, we gave her a live little duck.
Quack,
and
right.
then, yeah, and then Alu liked her. So Alu held the little duck under her armpit.
Uh-huh.
Like when they're up trees, like that.
Yeah.
So sometimes they held the duck up to the tree.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when the duck started to drink water and eat, Alu started to drink water and eat as well.
So Alu started to copy the duck.
Yes, exactly.
And then her appetite came back.
Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing. And then Alu was okay, so they became friends.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
I like touching stories like that. We have more friends to learn about here at this wonderful place.
It takes a lot of work to care for these animals daily. Every morning, workers prepare food for these animals. Different animals receive different types of food. Some eat fruits and vegetables, others eat meat. But workers do their best to make sure these animals are taken care of. The center has a very interesting way of feeding these animals. They make the animals work to get the food. For example, the Taiwan black bear. The workers use fire hoses that are cut into pieces to contain their food and let the bears find the food themselves. turtles' food is put on raised hooks, and they need to crawl over to them, raise their heads, and reach out their necks to eat their food. The people at the center hope that by doing this, it helps the animals to stay active, healthy, and happy.
You know, one thing I learned from my visit here at this center is that we should be careful about the choices we make. Our choices often don't just affect ourselves, but also other people and things around us. And so when you're going to choose a pet, don't choose a wild animal for your pet. All right, I think I'm going to explore this place a little more. That's all for today's e-report. We'll see you next time.
So it takes a lot of work to care for these animals at the rescue center. Did you see all that fruit? There is so much.
It's a good thing that Taiwan has so many farms that have fruit. These animals will be well taken care of here.
I bet if you go to this place, you will learn a lot about the animals and hear stories about how the animals got there.
I would be happy to see them. Then I would know they are okay after having such a difficult time. Now they have a home.
Workers at the center do their best to make sure that all the animals are taken care of. Each morning, they prepare food for the animals. Workers have a lot of daily tasks.
Well, speaking of daily things, we go to Christina Daly. Let's visit her now.
每天都要花很多功夫去照顾这些动物。It takes a lot of work to care for these animals daily. 去尾的 daily 在这里是副词，它当副词的用法像是 The store is open daily. 那家店每天都开门营业。或者 She cooks for us daily. 她每天都为我们做饭。这是副词 daily 修饰动词的用法。但其实 daily 更常被用来当形容词，表示每天的。比如说 ,I read the daily newspaper every morning. 我每天早上都读报纸。或是 ,music is a part of my daily life. 音乐是我日常生活的一部分。在这里 ,daily newspaper 和 daily life 都是把 daily 当形容词用。
Did you know that different animals eat different types of food?
Well, yes, of course. But just think about all these animals at the rescue center together. That is a difficult job making sure all the different animals get the right thing to eat.
Some eat fruits and vegetables. Others eat meat. The center provides a safe environment for the animals.
I like that the animals have to work for their food. Like the Taiwanese bear, it has to look around and work to find the fruit.
Hopefully these animals will be active, healthy, and happy. Well, now it's time to review. Let's take a look at the keywords.
Here's your first keyword. Wild. Wild. Wild animals...shouldn't be pets.
Smuggle. Smuggle. Don't smuggle fruit into the country.
Respect. Respect. Many children respect their parents.
Nature.Nature. Nature is so beautiful.
Turtle. Turtle. Turtles don't move fast.
Bear. Bear. Bears are dangerous animals. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now it's time for Super Sentence Man.
So, Frankie, when are you going to marry her?
Huh? You mean Brenda?
You've been with her for 2 years.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Whatever, Frankie. I've never seen you smile like this before. You know, there used to be many kids in this house.
What?
You know how I love
That kids. Was a super sentence!
Oh, super sentence, man. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. And you? I mean, you said today's super sentence. There used to be many... something. You said there used to be many kids in this house.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell Frankie here, but he won't listen.
Well, well, well. It looks like you need to get to work, Frankie.
What?
You tell him, Super Sentence Man.
Oh, I will. You need to get to work by giving me your own super sentences.
Oh.
No!
Yes!
Okay, okay. How about this? There used to be many telephones in this room.
There used to be many telephones in this room?
So I could call my children wherever I am.
Oh.
Frankie, Bonnie, Marty, everybody's grown up and left me.
Oh, come on, Mother.
Yes, come on, Mother. That was a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Hey, are you married?
Mother?
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
You see, Frankie, if this flying man in red clothes has time to start a family, you can too. There used to be many kids in this house. What happened? You all grew up. So hurry up and marry Brenda and give me some grandkids. Now sit down and tell me about your day.
Oh, goodbye.
What a great lesson, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. I'm the principal from Guanghua High School in Tainan. What do you think is the happiest moment during the day? Maybe your answer will be watching TV, playing video games, or use apps. Anyway, you have a choice to read the last talk in English. There are many interesting teachers who can help your English better and better. This is the reason why our school wants to sign agreement with Studio Classroom. I believe that learning English will be the happiest moment during the day. Just do it. You can make it.